From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump tells a news conference in Washington that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic when, in fact, he says it is running like a finely tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days.
I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
Mr. Trump said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. He said the reason Flynn resigned was because he had been dishonest with the vice president when he denied the contacts took place. The president also said he will issue a new executive order on immigration. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the Trump administration absolutely supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Margaret Bashir reports.
U.N. envoy Nikki Haley made clear the United States still supports a two-state solution, but is exploring all options for a peace deal that both sides would accept.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
She said that ultimately any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, and the United States is just there to support the process. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation on Capitol Hill Wednesday to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson took part Thursday in his first major international meeting, joining a gathering of G20 foreign ministers in Germany. On the sidelines of the talks, Tillerson met with Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. He said that cooperating with Russia will be contingent on Russia living up to its international commitments. In that list, he includes the Minsk agreements on Ukraine. Mr. Lavrov said the two nations have agreed to work together in areas where their interests coincide, particularly in the fight against terrorism. At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels Thursday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis ruled out any military collaboration between the United States and Russia under current conditions.
We do not or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO.
Mattis made his comments after Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia is ready to restore cooperation with the Pentagon. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed more than 75 people and wounded about 200 Thursday inside a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. District officials say a woman carried out that attack. A car bomb killed at least 55 people at a car dealership in Baghdad. Iraqi officials say more than 60 people were wounded. The blast took place in the mainly Shiite Al-Bayya neighborhood. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Samsung heir Li Jiayong was arrested Friday as part of the corruption and influence peddling scandal that led to the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. Li is the electronics company vice chairman and son of Samsung's leader. A Seoul court said new evidence led to the decision to take Li into custody. President Trump has nominated former National Labor Relations Board member Alexander Acosta to serve as Secretary of Labor. Acosta is currently dean of a Florida law school. Researchers from the American Psychological Association say the political climate in the United States is stressing out many people. An opinion poll done in January finds 57% of Americans say the current political climate is very or somewhat significant source of stress. Nearly half of Americans, 49%, say the outcome of the 2016 presidential election was also a source of stress. However, for Democrats, 72% said the outcome was stressful, while only 26% of Republicans said the same. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.